You're listening to SBS News.
There were two matches on day four of the Women's World Cup. One result surprised, the other didn't. First up, it was Japan playing Argentina in Paris. In the men's game, this would be a game one would expect Argentina to win. But in the women's game, it is Japan, not the South Americans, who are the global power. The Nadashiko, as they are known, won the World Cup in 2011 and were runners-up 4 years ago. Argentina, on the other hand, had never won a match or even drawn one at a Women's World Cup. That, however, changed here. The match finished in a nil-all draw, giving Argentina their first competition point ever at a Women's World Cup. Japan had the vast majority of the attacking play, but couldn't score a goal, their shots at goal either unlikely or imprecise. Nadashiko coach Asako Takatura, forced to deny her side approached the match too defensively.
Our team, for both defense and offense, there were some principles, disciplines, but against any team, we don't go being defensive against any team. So, of course, we have to keep a very solid defense, but not just we don't want to play a defensive football. It wasn't in our idea at all. But they were a bit cautious. Players were cautious today. But in the second half, they realized they had to be more offensive. So their tempo was faster. So they attempted goals. However, we are not good enough to break down the Argentina's defense today.
This result puts England at the top of Group D after the first tranche of games. The next lot of matches in the group sees Japan play Scotland in Rennes on Friday night. England plays Argentina on Saturday morning. Action in Group E has gotten underway with a match between Canada and Cameroon in Montpellier. The Canadians were victorious, 1-0. The Africans failing to track the run of Canadian defender Kadisha Buchanan from a corner, enabling her to score a headed goal. It's the latest in a series of goals from set pieces at this tournament. And if Buchanan is to be believed, it's very good news for Canadian fans. She says her side got rid of any nervousness in this match and guarantees they will play even better in their next one.
We just got the nerves out this game, and for sure we're gonna come back stronger next game. There's always room for improvement, and we're good at the comeback game, so we're improved for the next game. I think it's crucial just to get all the little getters out, just keep the momentum going, and we'll be better.
Day five will see three matches. The most prominent will feature the United States taking on Thailand in Group F. The American women are the defending world champions and the number one ranked side on the planet. The rock stars of the women's game, they are very short-priced favourites to make very short work of the Thais. But there are many storylines to follow off the field with these women, who, along with the Thais, will be the last side to take to the field at this World Cup. Perhaps most prominent of these is a lawsuit they have filed back in their home country, alleging gender discrimination compared to their male counterparts and seeking, amongst other things, back pay. But their star striker Alex Morgan says the team is used to being under pressure and the lawsuit will not be a distraction as they start their quest to defend their world title.
I think this team has always had high pressure, especially in big tournaments, and I think that's for a reason. We have a rich history of success within this program, and that's one of the reasons that we set high expectations for ourselves and people set expectations for us. Of course, we have additional things outside of this team that people are going to try to distract us with, or things before that we have put on hold that we will continue to do so remain doing after the World Cup. But for right now, this is our focus, is our sole focus. And this team is united in a way that I've never seen it before. And we are very excited to start the World Cup tomorrow and feeling quite left out that we're the last day.
The other two teams in Group F are Chile and Sweden, who will play each other in Rennes. The Swedes are heavy favourites to win. Day 5's first game will come in Group E, where New Zealand will play the Netherlands. The New Zealand women, known as the Football Ferns, have never won a game in their four appearances so far at a World Cup. That includes a 1-0 defeat to the Dutch women in their opening match of the last World Cup. And the Dutch are well back to beat the New Zealanders this time too. But there's been much change in this New Zealand team, including a political fight that resulted in the installation of a new coach, who will be a familiar name to Australian fans. Scotsman Tom Sermani was Matilda's coach from 2005 to 2012. That includes the 2007 World Cup, when Australia made the knockout stages for the first time, and the 2011 World Cup, when they repeated that achievement. Sermani says the difference between the New Zealanders and other teams he's coached is that this team, in the way they play, is the very definition of a team.
Probably the first word that comes to mind is the actual word team. You know, New Zealand is very much a collective group of players. I've been fortunate to have managed several teams, and some of those teams had, you know, particular players that were game breakers for those teams. I think for New Zealand, it's very much a collective effort. That dynamic has probably been the difference between some of the other teams that I've coached and the New Zealand team.
The Football Ferns will be looking to keep a good run for football in New Zealand going. The country's only professional team, the Wellington Phoenix, made the finals of the A-League this past season, and the male under-20s team reached the knockout stages at their World Cup recently. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.